Welcome to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. Yes, light of the world. That's what Jesus told us, to be a light. Let our light shine in this dark world, letting people know that he loves them and has a plan for their life. Yeah, you're listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and I'm so excited about who's joining us today. Yes, the producer of VFN Radio's program, and it, by the way, VFN TV, if you haven't called it, go to VFNTV.com, Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
And the one behind the scenes that keeps things together, the editor, the journalist, the I don't want to use the, that, but wow, Chris Hamilton's with us today.
Hello.
We got, and boom, the Sons of Thunder. You are listening to VFN Radio. We have so much to share with you. We're excited also about some things I can't share at this moment. We'll be sharing them with you. But the Great Awakening is taking place in South Africa. Don't forget, you're going to be able to catch part of that now on the daily broadcast in the third hour. We have first hour. We have the extra hour. And then in the third hour, you're going to hear straight from South Africa, and the whole world is being stirred now with a Great Awakening. We're believing that we want to be a part of helping begin a third Great Awakening in America. So don't miss it. And you can catch the whole thing at God.tv. We're also going to have today about the next part, the sixth part of the interview about the Malachi prophecies and what is taking place in these end times. EZ-12, that's EZ-12. We're going to be talking more about that, the shift that's taking place, the prophecy. That's right, EZ, E-Z, the letter E, letter Z, EZ-12. It has happened. The shift's taking place. And so much more. You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat.
Hello.
And Chris.
Hello.
Wow, wow, wow. I am just pumped about all the promotions that are taking place in our presence, the things that are just happening. It's just amazing to see how we're going to just grab those things and just run with them, isn't it? It's just amazing.
Amazing.
Well, I know that just you know, we always say, Lord, you know, I don't have any talents. I don't have any gifts, you know? It's like, okay, God, I think I got enough to, got enough gifts and talents.
Yeah, right. Can you slow it down a little bit?
It's amazing, you know, that God is not looking for the prepared. He's looking for the willing, and he'll prepare the willing. I mean, we're proof positive of that, right?
Absolutely.
You know, we're like, what did you do your first year in radio? We prepared. Oh, my God. I'll never forget our first broadcast. But we're about to celebrate, you know, our anniversary.
Yeah, 1 year.
And it's amazing how in 1 year, and he told us, you know, he very specifically told us what would be happening, and it's happening just like he said it would. Mm-hmm. And please excuse our growth in all the days that we have been growing, but the prophecy and everything that's coming out, because remember, one of the things was is that all that the Lord has revealed to us, we did not want to keep it. He said, what I whispered in your ear, what I share with you in those quiet places, I want you to shout it from the rooftop. Mm-hmm. And he began to even show me, took me in this dream, this vision, he's showing me, and it's that's what we're doing. We're just letting you know what God let us know, and it should bear witness with what God has let you know, and that's why we come together and we say amen.
That's right.
And so it's a conversation. We're having a conversation about the light, that the light of God's word. Jesus is the light of the world, and all these dark conversations and a lot of signs of the times are taking place, and they're dark incidences that can cause us to feel down and feel like that there's no, sometimes we can get to a place of feeling hopeless. And but what happens when the light of God shines in your situation, you can see where you are and see where you need to go and realize, hey, this is something that the Lord spoke about. This is something that the Lord has already spoke to us about and told us that this was going to be happening. And he says, listen, don't even let this stuff bother you. He says, realize when these things begin to happen, look up, because your redemption, which means this, Jesus is coming back for those who are his, right, is near. And, you know, I heard for years ago people say, you know, the Lord could be coming back at any moment. And there were so many things yet to be fulfilled at that time. Mm-hmm. But I can't even think of a thing right now that needs to be fulfilled. And so many things are taking place that, you no longer have to study the book of Revelation. You could just look around you and go, it's happening in our very presence. You know, what do you do with this? And I would encourage you, you know, as we're talking about the third hour that's going to be added to our broadcast starting today, and it'll be available for you on the app. You can go to the VFNTV.com and download the app for your smart device or your iPad or whatever, and begin to hear and let the anointing of what God is doing in South Africa begin to just stir you. You know, if you're coming from America, the first thing you might think is you might respond to what God is doing out of your head. Don't pay attention to it, because you're supposed to cast down every thought and force it to be in compliance, right, with the Word of God. But just don't snuff out what God's doing with your brain. Just soak a while. You know, listen a couple of days. Allow it begin to just break away, the anointing to begin to break away that hardness in your mind and the hardness in your heart, and begin to stir hope again. Because listen, we serve a God that sets the captive free. We serve a God that heals and delivers and saves. And we've seen this. We've seen it in our own presence. We've seen it in the midst of the church. But much of the church today is just kind of stuck doing things kind of the secular way. And I guess you would call that a carnal church, you know, a fleshly church. But understand that God loves you, and God's got a plan for your life, and that this is his strategy to bring you out. This is his strategy to bring you out and set you free, even deliver you from any captivity that may be happening in your life, and to train you up, rightly relate you, and to launch you into your destiny. And that's why we're here. And we're excited about it. We're excited about it. It's probably you're going to begin to hear today. So you'll have the first hour, you'll have the extra hour, and soon after you'll have the third hour playing. And after tomorrow, immediately after the extra hour, you'll begin to hear just an hour of what was taking place. But you can always go to you can always go to God.tv, or you can go to VFNTV.com, and you can get to it on the front page right there off of the our site. And and begin to soak. Just let it play. I mean, you might be at work, you might be at home, whether you're a CEO or you're a housewife or whatever you are. Just let it kind of play low in the background after a while. It'll kind of loop, and just let it play. Let it just kind of just change your environment. And understand that I truly believe that the only, and understand this, that if America does not have a third great awakening, we're not going to have an America. That's we'll have right. the property. We'll have historical museums of what things used to be like, but we won't have it. But with a third great awakening, then there's hope for this nation. There's hope for it. So we are tying into this reality of God's moving. And think about it. At our 1 year anniversary, as we're preparing for it, God begins to move, you know, as he 5 years to the date, that in regards to what took place in Florida.
Yeah.
And the enemy, and we came in immediately to try to snuff out, you know, what God was doing in America, but he's going to do it out of Africa. Which totally lines up with a prophetic word that was given by Rick Joyner, and he writes about it in one of his books, that because of the oppression that took place in America with slavery and the African American, that God was going to use the African American or the African to be able to bring revival to America.
Wow.
And here we are now, and America rejects what God was doing and just didn't cover it and whatever. And God begins to brings this man.
Todd Bentley.
Yeah, Todd Bentley, through a time of recovery up under Rick Joyner.
All right.
And Rick becomes his spiritual father, begins to just mentor him and bring healing in his life and wisdom in his life. And now he begins to minister up under the covering of Rick until he builds his strength back up and walks out, you know, the integrity. And next thing you know, he goes to one of John G. Lake's former churches in Durban in South Africa, you know, a few days ago, and God just breaks out. God breaks out. And now the prophecy's coming to pass, literally under the one who gave the prophetic word.
And that's how?
It is something. And now he is sending encouraging words to Todd Bentley, you know, and it's being fathered, which is important. You know, it's being fathered. And And so it's like, we are, get ready. We can receive this. God has already set us up in America that we can receive this. We'll humble ourselves. And even though, you know, I jokingly kind of say this, but it could be pretty accurate that, you know, we're like American population is about 5% of the world's population. But it seems like at times our personal viewpoint that maybe we're like 98% of its pride because we don't think we have these other countries. So many other countries have been oppressed to give us the prices that we demand for our products when we're living or our poorest is richer than 80% of the world. You know, and we're seeing this shift take place and it whatever happens with all that. Okay. But revival, a third great awakening, and the difference of a great awakening versus a revival is great because you get revived and but you could still be revived in bondage. And but a great awakening begins to just people in government and journalists and police officers and people that are in their duties of their jobs along with the epicenter of what God's doing in his church all begin to get saved and start hearing from God. And they begin to rewrite policies and cancel old laws and change new things. And it changes the DNA of a nation, of a state, of a county. And so there's hope if we'll humble ourselves. And the last thing we in America need to be doing is judging a move of God.
Right.
We need to just receive.
Right.
We need to receive from the Lord. And I just want to encourage you. So a little bit later today, you'll be hearing in the loop, you'll be hearing First Hour, Extra Hour, and then the Great Awakening for an hour. But that's just a part of it, so you can hear the whole thing at God.TV, God.TV. But after tomorrow, as soon as we end the extra hour, I want you just to continue to soak and listen and let it play, you know, in your office. And you'll also be able to get to it in the series part of your app, where it says series, and you'll see Great Awakening, and you'll have each of those days. Every single day, we're going to try to put every day available for you as they're made available as long as God moves.
That's right.
You know, and let it stir your faith. Be encouraged because these are the days of our Lord, and they're just amazing. We're going to be talking about in just a moment about the Joshua, not the Joshua generation, but the generation after Joshua's generation, and how amazing that what happened there, and this kind of transition. How in the world could Joshua's children not be on fire for God, right?
Right, right.
But it just shows you the human nature. It doesn't matter what God does in your generation, that if it doesn't pass well to the next generation, we're one generation away from a pagan generation, or one generation away from a pagan generation. And a pagan generation is this, by the way, having other gods other than God through his son Jesus Christ. That would be paganism. And so it's just so very important to kind of learn from those who have gone before us in the context of that. But I want to share with you about EZ-12. EZ-12, which stands for, obviously, Ezekiel 12. And but when you hear Ezekiel, people, especially so many people, go into this religious mindset. But if you're American and you hear easy, it's like, hey, what was that about? Is that easy? Something's easy here?
Right.
EZ-12. And God has spoken to me some time back and showed me... They showed me that, let me see that. Listen to this thing.
That was easy.
We even have an easy button right here in the office. Yeah, right. Give a shout out down to Lakeland. Thank you for that button, Cindy. But gosh, showed me specifically me packing up all of my things and all of the studios and basically the hub, what we would call the hub or the VFN hub or apostolic hub, and going to, then he showed me this is a dream that he has me in. And then in our television studios, we had a big hole in the wall. It wasn't like a perfect hole. It was like a rip hole in the wall. And it went from about 8 foot high, maybe that in wide. And, then I carried everything outside of that hole in the wall, and I carried it into another part. Mm-hmm. And so God began to speak to me. And I talked to, I'm just really blessed to have had Brother Ken Summerall as my spiritual father, who's now with the Lord, and also blessed to have, you know, Brother John Kilpatrick as a spiritual father from way back when to today. And but I shared it at that time with Brother Summerall, and he's very real. He was very, he just like, tells it like it is. If you're not ready for the truth, then he just lets you know. And so I'm sharing, I said, listen, this is what's going on, and God's begins to stir my heart. And Ezekiel, and I'll read that in a minute, but in Ezekiel, God tells him to do something similar to this. He tells him to do something similar to this. And with that, I'm gonna read it for you. It's Ezekiel chapter 12. You gotta hear this. You gotta hear this thing. Because it was amazing how that it's exactly what the Lord was telling me to do. But in the dream kind of made sense when he showed it to me. In Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1, and Ezekiel is a prophet, but we're just saying easy 12 so you can remember it. The word of the Lord, this is I'm reading from the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 12. The word of the Lord came to me, son of a man, you are living amongst a rebellious people. They have eyes to see, but do not see, and ears to hear, but do not hear. They are a rebellious people. You know, if you're living a bunch of rebellious people, it's like, and? And rebellion is resisting any authority or control in your life. Is that when God says left and we do anything other than left, that's rebellious.
That's right.
You know, it's not some, you know, wild whatever, and it can be, but it's just not following God. It's sin. Mm-hmm. And then in verse 3 says, therefore, son of man, he's speaking out to Ezekiel, pack your belongings for exile. And in the daytime, as they watch, set out and go from where you are to another place. It didn't even matter. It's just like,
just anyway.
Go through the emotions of making this move. He said, perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house. During the daytime, while they watch, bring out your belongings and pack them up for exile. Then in the evening, while they are watching, so it'd be very public, go out like those who are going into exile. While they watch, dig through the wall and take your belongings out with it. Put them on your shoulders as they are watching and carry them out at dusk. Cover your face so that you cannot see the land, for I have made you a sign to the house of Israel. And it's like, that was the dream. That was what he told me. And mm-hmm. this is some time back. And I was told, you know, I was talking to Brother Ken about it, and Brother Ken's like, well, I don't know, you know, about that. I couldn't see, you know, because what he's doing, he's saying that Israel's about to go into captivity if they don't repent.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like Rick Joyner said, that if America don't turn, it's going to burn.
That's right.
Wednesday last week. Got to hear it. Convergence. It's called Convergence on the VFN Torch. And so, but after a couple of things began to unfold, and we began to look, Brother Ken and I were at Sam's department store, Sam's wholesale club. And we're thinking, you know, we both drove up together and says, just go get us 90 days worth of food. And we were these big 5 gallon buckets. And he was getting a couple of them for his kids and him. And I was getting, we were coming out and we're like, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is really going to happen. This is early on. God lets us know early on so that we, not so we can be prepared if something happens, so we can tell everybody, and then we could say, God, I'm sorry, and we can no longer be rebellious and turn back to God. And so we go to our gathering where we were gathering that time with some of my brothers and his sons, you know, maybe one of his sons, and he and I share, you know, what God's laying on our hearts, and they just kind of shut us down. It's like, boom, they're like, y'all are just paranoid because y'all had hurricanes. That time we had all these different hurricanes going on.
Right.
And it's like, oh. And then so he looks at me and goes, well, I'm not going to say nothing else.
Never mind.
Never mind. And so we just prepared. And since then, all these things have been coming to pass. And so finally, when I was away in a time of sabbatical with the Lord, God just spoke to me about where the VFN hub is presently located at, and that we were going to go to the next level, because it's getting to a point that we need to go to the next level to be able to reach more in the nation for God, and to move to the heartlands, which would be northern Texas, is where he was showing me.
Mm-hmm.
And as we were preparing and walking this whole thing out and packing her up and putting her all the different things ready up for sale and move, then all of a sudden the voice of the Lord came to me, and it was powerful. And in it, the Lord began to explain to me some things that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
And one specific thing about northern Texas is it's not no, it's just not now.
Mm-hmm.
Then he began to show me, because I'm at, you know, you and I, Pat, are aware of some significant strongholds in the region of the area.
Yeah, a few.
And but God has shown us these giants coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And God's going to defeat the devil's stronghold in this region. He confirmed again that this storm is coming,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I prophesied before the leaders of the area.
That's right.
And that that he's established something.
Right.
You know, in this particular county that most people know about, Pensacola, but it's in Escambia County, which is the last county on the panhandle just before you get to
Alabama.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they just call us L.A.,
yeah.
Lower Alabama.
Right.
And it's exciting because God's speaking. It's amazing the mercies of God, mm-hmm. you know, because I can't share some of the things that anyway. God's just merciful.
Yes.
You know, we spent many, many years in the region prophesying. One is that, you know, my spiritual father, Brother Kilpatrick, was leading what you may know today is the Brownsville Revival, where he cried out and prayed and sought the Lord, and God moved powerfully in the same region,
mm-hmm.
for years. And the whole world was touched. The whole world was touched. But the region, you know, didn't respond.
Right.
Can you believe that? The whole world,
amazing,
was shaken to the core. And out of that, out of the fires of revival, that's where God birthed us and what we've been doing. And it was a prophecy that came out of that, which is the Malachi prophecy of turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. For 10 years, we prophesied. And leaders of the city, the government leaders, the business leaders, the churches, we all got mm-hmm. together and we prayed and we began to respond to the Father's heart being turned. And if you're even anywhere near the region, you know, people will identify me with that prophecy.
Right.
And even to the point where the governor at that time began to change his speeches, and he ended his speech with Malachi.
Right.
And in that, he invited me to his mansion up there and began to talk about, you know, the work that we were doing. It was so loud, it reached all the way to Indore, India, in World Vision, mm-hmm. with Pradeep. And, yeah. and he wanted to come, and he says, you know, he wanted to come and bring what we were doing into India, into several cities in India. But Pensacola, that particular region, which it was all the old Gulf Coast area,
mm-hmm.
you know, just kind of like, this is great, this is an event, but the fullness of that turning, you know what I'm saying? The fullness of the turning, because it's not just a natural father and a child, it's a spiritual fathers and spiritual parents, you know, right. Raising up offspring. And the difficulty we had, that when men would volunteer to be there for that fatherless boy, that the mother would try to marry, remember the marriage? She would say, this is my husband. It's like, no, we just found a man for your son, Lord, to mentor him. And he would run off and he would leave. And we're thinking, we're kind of seeing the strategy here was this is not about the fathers. It's about what people are wanting from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the context of that, you know, we showed up at the auditorium and very specifically repented for our sins in the city, and the churches came together, and a lot of the believers came together, and we talked about it before on VFN Radio. And as soon as, because God told me that I was supposed to be there at the specific place and do this specific thing, and I did. And when I did, talking about profiling and things that had taken place.
Right.
But as soon as I began to talk about it, God, the manifest power of God enveloped the entire civic center.
Yeah.
Did it not?
Yeah, it sure did.
God just dwelt, just like, look at what he's doing. I mean, the powerful move of God, the Brownsville revival outpouring, the confirmation of the power of God in the time of prayer, 10 years of prophesying to a city and a region, and you're thinking, well, in the context of that, that it could be Chorazin. It could be Chorazin. It's time to, you know, obviously that Jesus preached and he delivered it, and Chorazin said no.
Mm-hmm.
And but let me tell you something. If you are in the Gulf Coast region and you're listening, I got good news for you. God's got plans.
Yes, he does.
He's got good plans. And it is not over. And this captivity, religious captivity, this captivity of a form of godliness, this of you know, being one thing one time a week, but being darkness the rest. I mean, listen, God's called you to an adventure in him, and you're going to begin to see some things unfold. And what he said was in Easy 12 that I'm talking about, and I want you to remember Easy 12 because we're going to make this available, and you can share this with your friends. You can go to ez12.org, ez12.org. That's the letter E, the letter Z as in zebra, ez12.org. And it's going to take you right to this prophecy on the VFN torch so you can share, you know, what God is doing. And understand this, that and there's so much to this, but God hasn't given up. And not only that, that he's going to begin to do something. And what he showed me, he showed me, you know, thousands coming to him and just hungry for God and going after him. And listen, there's fullness, there's healing, there's deliverance, there's salvation, there's joy, there's everything in God. And God is speaking to very specific people around the nation who's been prophesying in different states. And he's calling them specifically, individually, to the region that I'm talking about, because he has plans for you. Now, it's not just, obviously, the Gulf Coast region, but he has plans involved, and he wants to be able to give you an opportunity to respond to him. And you cannot continue doing what you've been doing and thinking you're going to have something different, because that's insanity. But again, you got to get back into God, begin to abide with him, hear his voice, realize there's only one God, one Lord, one Spirit,
mm-hmm.
one word, and when you abide with him, you're going to hear the same thing. He's going to tell you the same thing.
That's right.
He's not going to tell you that the great commandments is a great idea, and he's not going to tell you the great commission is a suggestion. He's going to tell you he wants you to love, and he wants you to go, but he wants to prepare you to go, and he wants to go with you with signs following you, because we have something that he's called us to do that we will answer for at his throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's prepared a time, a season, and a people to be able to be there to get you to a place that you always wanted to be, but you didn't know how to get there. And the ones that you talked to kind of didn't let you go there, because for you to go there means that you might not be there.
Right.
And so with that, we just walked out of sign.
Yeah.
We just walked out of sign. The very thing that he showed me, and obviously, your brother Ken's with the Lord right now, but that's exactly what he did, you know. And we were willing to lay down everything in the area that we were, because we knew that God was going to raise it up again.
That's right.
In Northern Texas, mm-hmm. which is the Heartlands. I mean, everything was totally set up, you know, for the Heartlands, for us to be there. But you know what? There's nothing better and safer or more prosperous in the world than to be in the will of God.
Exactly.
And so I just want to encourage you that if you are listening, and we have a lot of listeners on the Gulf Coast, it's time. It's time. It's time. It's time. The things that have been spoken over you, the things that God has said to you, the things that you thought, well, why deal with all this? Because nothing's going to change. It's going to change. Begin to deal with it. Begin to say, you know what, Jesus, I want to be your disciple. And understand this too, with the presence of God comes consequences. You can't think it's going to be like where you presently are if you're in a religious atmosphere, that you can basically do anything you want to do, say anything you want to do, be as political as you want to be. You can be, your heart could be filled with all kinds of contrivings, but on the outside you're acting like, understand the presence of God judges sin. You know, so, but understand he's always said that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that where you are, God doesn't judge sin. It's just where you are, maybe the presence of God is just not there.
Mm.
But when you move into his presence, I want to prepare you that Ananias and Sapphira was in the New Testament, wasn't in the old.
That's right.
And Eli was in the New Testament, wasn't in the old. But understand, that's cool. It's okay, because that's what you want. You want the God of the Bible. You want, God is real. God speaks. He's powerful. He's a holy God. Nobody's perfect, but understand, God knows the intentions of our heart. You can have accidental a sin, and you can fight against sin, but then you can have intentional sin. You know, and God knows the difference between those things. And so getting this, I guess the best way to describe it is, somebody once said to, I think to both of us, Pat and I, was, it was like stepping out of religion into the fourth chapter of the book of Acts.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right.
And then huge consequences happened.
That's right.
And understand this, that the God of the Bible is still the God of today. And that's good, because he loves you and he's got a plan for your life, and he does heal and he does deliver and he does set free and he can change the heart of your leaders. And doesn't matter it doesn't matter, even if they throw you in a lion's den, he can shut the mouth of the lion. Even if you go into captivity, he can put you as Nebuchadnezzar's assistant. Understand, God is all powerful and holds all things. He's calling you to himself. Listen, we walk that out in hopes that, obviously under his unction, that you would see and you would ask the question, what are you doing, what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? And we're to tell you this, Ezekiel 12:11, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 12, verse 11, I am a sign to you.
Law, liberty, justice. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I have a rental unit above our garage, and we would like to qualify as much as possible the person that we have living so close to us in that unit. And I'd like to be able to know, can I ask if they are a Christian? Can I incorporate the Ten Commandments into the rental agreement? What can I do in that regard?
The Supreme Court of the various states have said, is, look, under your sincerely held religious beliefs, you cannot be compelled to rent your property to someone who's living in an arrangement that you find morally offensive. And there's been good support there. Now, when it comes to denying someone the ability to rent commercial real estate based on their religion, the courts have gone pretty much the other way. And once you've entered commercial enterprises, the laws against discrimination apply, and they should.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to continue talking about the kingdom of God. He mm-hmm. says, when you're born again, the very first thing you do is seek first the kingdom of God. You know, and that's the king's dominion in your life, taking over parts of your life. And then when he tells us to go out, he tells us all to go out. It's mm-hmm. You don't pray if you should go. You need to pray if you should stay. And by mm-hmm. the way, I can tell you what he's probably going to say right now.
Yeah.
Because think about it. He allowed the church, the original church, the original intent of God in Jerusalem, because we have a tendency. We all have a tendency as human beings. Mm-hmm. We just kind of gravitate towards comfort and convenience and predictability and what makes our flesh feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And the church has kind of hung around in Jerusalem. You know, they hung around Jerusalem. And it's like, well, the goal, the original intent of Jesus is to go out into all the world, you know, Jerusalem, Judea. Hello, is somebody talking about Judea, right? I don't like Judea out there. I like Jerusalem. You know, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts. And so in that, you know, they just kept staying. And so
God allowed persecution to come to the church. And how you know he allowed it is because they ran the church off, but for some reason they didn't run the apostles off. So mm-hmm. the apostles still stayed in Jerusalem. They were going to, if you're going to try to stop a nation, if you're going to mm-hmm. try to stop something, you're going to go for the leadership. But the apostles stayed in Jerusalem. And remember when Paul went back, he went back to the Christian Jews in Jerusalem and asked for wisdom about how what's happening out in the outskirts and what was going on in the Samaria and the uttermost parts. Mm-hmm. And that, I mean, they had to be persecuted, Pat. Mm-hmm. They had to be persecuted to go out. I mean, that's how much God's into going out and spreading his kingdom. He says that when you go, when I send you out, I want you to preach the kingdom of God and preach that the kingdom is near you. And when they receive Jesus as their king, as their Lord, as their Savior, and they say, I want him to be the Lord of my life, then at that point, the kingdom has expanded. It didn't expand when you built a wing on your building. It didn't expand when you actually got a new staff member. Mm-hmm. It didn't expand when, you know, you read more scripture that day. It expanded when you told somebody about the king and they said, oh my goodness. And they say, I know. And they receive him. And then the kingdom expanded from your heart to their heart. And now both of you guys are carrying the kingdom of God. We're like kingdom containers. Mm-hmm. That's the original intent. The original intent is for everybody to hear, everybody to be given an opportunity to receive the king and his kingdom and to begin to seek his kingdom. And then we're out of here because our king is coming back. King of kings and Lord of lords. And we're going to live with him forever. And if you're thinking it's about a building, if you're thinking it's about a stuff or the next song or your talent, you know, or your gift, listen, it's about you going to tell somebody about this King Jesus, that he loves them and he has a plan for their life and that he can forgive them and he can restore them and that there's hope. And understanding that you need to seek his ways. And I'm going to encourage you, even though that you've been around, you know, the church for many years, you know, you've been around other believers, you may need to go back and find out the original intent. You need to get discipled. Right. You need to get discipled. You need to begin to abide with God. And you can do that. You can go to iAbide and request a free plan. We have a simple plan for you. If you don't have one already, go to iAbide.org. and request it. Immediately, it will come to you. And we have some basic foundational tools for you. First of all, you can just start hanging out with God and abiding. We have even a video how to do it, you know, real mm-hmm. simple. But then there's also discipleship. There's some Foundations of Faith booklets that you can get that begins to build. Because you've been around for a long time, you think you're supposed to know something. But there's people that graduated from high school that couldn't even read. Mm-hmm. So just because they went to high school don't mean they have an education. Just because you've been hanging around the church doesn't mean you've been discipled. And we're finding out over the years that people have hung around for years but don't even know the basic Jesus as Lord. Mm-hmm. And so be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to go back and get the foundation again because I have not even thought about going out and advancing the kingdom of God. I never thought about rightly relating that I am the church and that I need to go be the church, and that the word of God applies to me and not just to a building organization or that type of thing. So I want to encourage you, the kingdom of God, looking at the original intent of the church.
Welcome back to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and Chris. We're just talking about EZ12.org. Find out what the Lord is saying. We are excited about the next step for the VFN hub that is going to its next level. The Lord had said very specifically early on what was taking place, and that but things unfold over time, and there's seasons and there's timings, and it looks like the next timing of the Lord is happening, and we're excited about mm-hmm. what God is doing as he's speaking to people. His sons and daughters around the nation, and they are preparing and making significant adjustments to participate in their role in what God is about to do. Be encouraged. The Lord thy God is making a plan of escape. He's come to set the captive free, to loose the chains of injustice, to heal the brokenhearted. He paid the price on the cross, which we call the cross of Christ, our price, so that we can be set free. Think about it. Mm. It's just powerful. It's good news.
Amen.
It's good news. But religion has said that that's just a good idea, or it's just a religious happening. No, it's God. Mm-hmm. wanting a relationship with you, that the only way he could actually do that is to have a pure sacrifice to do that. Some sin had to be paid for.
Right.
It had to be paid for, and it had to be somebody who did not sin to pay for it.
That's right.
Which totally ruled me out.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah.
And me.
Me too.
All right. Yeah, right. Yeah, you think about it. It was hopeless prior to all the things that could happen at that point was sin was covered up. So that we could actually, you know, communicate with God through a priest.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened was that God sent his son to be born just like you and me, to walk like you and I walk, that would live a sinless life. And what happened was, Father God, Spirit, overshadowed a young lady by the name of Mary. And the seed of God entered the womb of woman. So God is this child's son, and man is his mother.
Mm.
So that's when God encountered man and man encountered God, where they became the same in the context of Jesus being Emmanuel, God with us.
Mm-hmm.
All man, all God.
All right.
That's why everything in all religions out there try to disenfranchise people from him, because he is the God. He's the Lord. He's right. Emmanuel. He's God's son. He's access to God. There's no other way to God except through his son, Jesus Christ. Listen, think about it. The seed of God entered into the womb of man, of Mary, and there gave birth to a son, which God said his name shall be Yeshua. His name shall be Jesus. Call him Jesus. And gave her soon-to-be husband, Joseph, a dream, and told him the very same thing, that his name will be Joseph. And then his cousin, you know, John the Baptist, as God prepared him to be able to prepare the way, which John the Baptist was part of the priesthood, that where Jesus, if he was going to be obedient, would have to be baptized in the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to do everything. I mean, he did everything right. He lived a sinless life, a sinless life. At just the right time, God offered him up as a sin sacrifice. It's so important because that all the things the enemy is trying to do today, he's trying to remove the reality of the awesomeness, he can't, but mm-hmm. in our minds, of God and what he did through his son, Jesus Christ. You know, God loves you so much that there was a dilemma between you and him. That he couldn't have a relationship with you because his very presence would kill you, because his holiness just judges sin. I mean, you want to get close to someone, but you're so that you're, you know, like a fireman puts out fires, God's presence puts out sin.
Mm.
And it will do away with a sinner outside of a sacrifice. So what God did through his son, he sent his son. He says he didn't send his son down here to condemn us. I mean, he even talks about it in Romans chapter 8. He says, mm-hmm. therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Listen, we were all condemned, bound for hell. And if you don't know Jesus Christ right now, listen, but that's where you're bound. But this is the good news. You can know him. And he says, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit, it's the law of God, Spirit of life, set me free from the law of sin and death. That's what Jesus did. When you make Jesus the Lord of your life, it sets you free. Your faith in him and his finished work sets you free from the law of sin and death. In other words, you're no longer dead to sin, but you're alive in Christ. He says, for what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful man. Think about it. He was all man and all God. God was experiencing through his son what it's like to be us and to walk around in this fallen nature. And but yet he didn't sin.
Right.
So what the law was powerless to do, and that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending Jesus, his own son, in the likeness of sinful man to be a sin offering. Think about it. There was a price that had to be paid, and we couldn't, I mean, we could have offered up, it would have been like change. It wouldn't have been enough to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it had to be something or someone that was enough to be able to pay the full price. And what Jesus was and is, he's the full price that God knew he had to pay. And God loves you so much that he gave Jesus. He gave his own son so that you can be in relationship with him. And so he condemned sin in us, in sinful man, in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us. Understand this. When we make Jesus, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, and you can do it today, when you do that, all your failures and all your faults and everything, your sin nature that we all have, even since the time of Adam, is made right. It's fulfilled. All the requirements are met in Jesus Christ that day for those who live according to the, who don't live according to the sinful nature, but live according to the Spirit. In other words, you make Jesus the Lord of your life. This is what he did. That's why every devil out there wants to come against the name of Jesus. Why? Mm-hmm. Because it's powerful.
That's right.
It is the name above every name. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings. He rules forever. He sits at the right hand of God until God himself makes his enemies under his feet, his footstool. And he's coming back ruling. He's coming back with judgment. To deal with those who said no, who fought against him, who fought against his people, and to bring judgment. But let me tell you something. You can choose to come back with him if you become part of his family today.
That's right.
All you have to do is say, Jesus, I didn't know this. I didn't realize that you were God's son, that you loved me. That God, you loved me so much. This is a strategy, an eternal strategy from your heart to tell me you love me and to be in relationship with me. I heard about all this religious stuff, but I didn't understand that was your plan to bring me into your presence forever and to forgive me. If that's you today, just cry out to him to say, Jesus, that's me. I've sinned. I've fallen short. I need you. I want a relationship with you. I'm all yours. Jesus, I want you to be the Lord of my life. If that's you, if you made that decision, listen, you're meeting the Father. We shared a couple of our experiences, just a few of them, how we met God, our Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ. You can go to meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, and find out about how we did as well. And by the way, welcome to the family, and let us know. There's a place there you can let us know that you made a decision today to be in the family of God. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
I want to encourage you. You know, if you feel like you had a call on your life, you feel like you just want to get closer to God, you're ready to get a better perspective, a deeper perspective, you just want to walk with God. You know, you want to be close to him. You want to love God and love others and lead others to the same. You know, it's so important to learn the ways of God. It's so important to not just, you know, give your heart to God, which is ultimately important, but then you have to learn his ways. He says, those who follow my teachings are really my disciple. The dangerous thing about not learning his ways, we'll end up following some ways that are not his ways, and eventually we could be led astray. Don't be led astray. You can register today for VFNU.org. It's Find Fellowship Network University. If you feel like you're called into leadership, you feel like you want to go deeper in God. And also join us in the VFN family, you know, VFNfamily.org. Find out if that's for you. Find out if you're called to connect with and relate with believers who are abiding with God and just desire to follow God in that. But it's a VFNU for VFN University, VFNU.org.
You know, John, I have been so encouraged listening to you and sharing your stories about Elijah and Isaiah and Maya and how you got to spend time with them at one of their baseball games, how encouraged they were with the fact that that you were just simply there. Your presence, just being with them, encouraged them. Tell me about that.
Well, that's cool, man. I can understand what you're saying because I feel that way when I know that God is near me.
Yeah.
You know, when I have a relationship with him and I know that he's present, he's not far away.
Mm-hmm.
He's not too far that is, you know, he can't reach out to me, not too far that his eyes are not always on me. And maybe you are listening today and you wish that you had a father to be in your life, or you wish that somebody was there to watch you. I want to tell you that you're not alone. Many of us have experienced the same things in our lives, and we wanted to know more about God ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was a journey. We were all on a journey. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely.
And that journey brought us to a point where, you know what? I want to meet the Father.
That's right.
I want to meet Father God. And so some of us have shared our stories. You know, a lot of it's not pretty, but what is? But what it truly is, it's real.
Mm.
And if you're looking for a story, a real life story that would help encourage you, I want to ask you to find out more at meetmyfather.org, where real people have gone through real things to find the real Father. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You know, I began to learn a lot of things about building, you know, spending time with Pat. Yeah. The more time I'm actually spending with Pat, the less time I'm actually putting Band-Aids on my thumbs from like hitting the hammer and trying to build something. And I'm learning a lot from him. I remember when we were working on, one of the projects we were doing, he pulls out his iPhone. And I'm like, an iPhone while we're working, while we're building stuff, middle hammer, 2x4. And he was checking the level of a 2x4. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I got an app for that. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, yeah, he has a level as an app on his iPhone.
Are you kidding me? A level?
Yeah.
On the phone. And what is the level? Is that the balancing thing?
Yeah, because, I don't know, apparently he had like left a level in the truck or left a level at the house. And and there it is, like the bubbles and everything, the lines. He was checking the level of his the 2x4 off his iPhone, and we start talking, and he says, yeah, I mean, have you checked out the new app for the VFN TV VFN Daily Radio program? And I was like, there's an app for that? He's like, yeah, there's an app for that. He says, you can go right on iTunes right now. And you can also go on the Android, because Android has it now too. You can go on VFN TV, type it in, and there's an app for that. Click download, and everywhere you go, you got us right there with you. You got all the live content. You've got all the live programming. You've got everything right there. It's like VFN TV on the go.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. Welcome back to VFN Radio. If you missed the first part of this hour, you've got to catch it. We're going to be talking about in the extra hour about the next generation, understanding that we're one generation always from a pagan generation. What do we do about that? This is Joshua's children. What do we do about that? We're also going to be talking about the Malachi prophecies, continuing with the sixth part of the 10-part interview about what they said 900 years ago and how it's all coming to pass in our very, very eyes. And God's news behind the news. You got to hear this. An ex-manager is exposed with a Planned Parenthood on a webcam abortion, so much more. You're listening to VFN Radio. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side.